At any point, did you stop and think about the things that could be in these woods?
Are you done talking yet? Or are you too afraid that I might actually beat you, so you won't shut up?
I like hearing myself talk.
I'm sure you do.
The snow picked up, spiraling across the ground.
Ready?
Are you?
Always.
My gaze dipped to his sword. He held it pointed down, not at the ready. There was an insult there, whether he meant it or not. Blistering, smoky rage burned through me, spurring me into action, charging him. I jabbed for his midsection, but Castile was fast, deflecting my attack with a simple swipe of his sword.
You should be aiming for my neck, princess. Or is the sword too heavy for you?
I swiped the sword high. He blocked it and struck out, not nearly as fast as he could, considering I could easily dance out of his reach. He prowled forward, cutting off my next blow with a swipe of his blade.
You've forgotten a lot of what I said to you.
Maybe I chose to ignore whatever it was you had to say.
Either way, I'll do you a favor and repeat myself.
Not necessary.
I tracked his movements as he circled me. He was far more skilled with the sword. He stalked me, sword raised.
It seems entirely too necessary for me to repeat myself, considering your foolish behavior.
I would show him foolish behavior.
Fight me. Argue with me. I won't stop you. But I will not allow you to put your life in jeopardy.
You didn't want me to argue with you earlier.
Because, as I said, you can fight me, but not when it jeopardizes your life.
So, my life was in jeopardy with Alistair.
I was working on ensuring that's not the case. Yet here I am instead, making sure you haven't gotten yourself killed.
Only because you need me alive, right? What good will a dead maiden be as a bartering tool when it comes to freeing your brother?
So, you'd rather get yourself killed?
I'd rather be free!
His upper lip curled, revealing one fang.
If you think running back to the Ascended will give you freedom, then I've overestimated your critical thinking skills.
If you think that's what I'm planning, then I've overestimated yours.
Castile made his move then, swinging hard. I suspected he planned to knock the sword free from my hand, but I darted into the sword's path. Surprise widened his eyes as he drew the blade back like I knew he would. I was no good to him dead. I dipped under his arm and spun, kicking out. My boot connected with his stomach. Straightening, I swung the blade around. Castile shifted to the side, narrowly avoiding a slice to the chest.
Nice job.
I didn't ask for your thoughts.